It is now time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino. He is a certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. The website is a must-see, craigjamesfinancial.com. You have all the webinars, events. We'll go over that, too. Great stuff. Craig Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planets Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planets, they are not affiliated. Numbers are out. Dow shot up yesterday. Futures is up as well. Lot in the line, hopefully ending the week in pretty good fashion. And it is always good to have him on a very big Thursday for him. Sir, how are you? Good to have you on a Friday.
Good to have you on a Friday. Good. Thank you, Jay. Thank you. Very, very good. Yes, it's been very exciting the last 24 hours. Of course, we had a debate last night, too, which was very good. But let's talk about yesterday again. As you said, the Dow closed up a half a point. We're at 23,364. NASDAQ up 21 to 11,506. Gold down to 1907, fell $22. Oil is over $40.65. And the 10-year Treasury at 0.87. 30-year Treasury at 1.68. So the 10-year Treasury is very interesting, the movement there. Kind of keep an eye on that. But we're taking a look at a couple of things. We had some earnings come in yesterday. Tesla looked very interesting. I have to go, they said some very good things about their future, which is always interesting. We have some basic news in the finance. Walmart is filing a preemptive lawsuit against the U.S. government, really over an opioid or related civil suit. So they're preemptive, meaning that they're firing the first salvo, thinking that they're going to get sued for filling questionable prescriptions, so to speak. And so they're stating in their suit that the DOJ and the Drug Enforcement Administration are seeking to scapegoat the company, make them an example, Jay, for the federal guy. I know you've talked about some local scandals here on your show, and you've done an excellent job, of course, in this election season, excellent job on all of these Long Island issues. But it's interesting. It's imagine if someone, let's say you're a doctor and you know you may get sued, you start by suing the federal government right off the bat before the police even show up. So that's what we have for Walmart. But we'll see how that shakes out. And Uber and Lyft is going to have to reclassify their drivers as employees, according to state labor law. That's in California. And we're going to hear from the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter. There's been a lot of misinformation and then a lot of censorship of some things that shouldn't be censored, like the New York Post. So they're going to go before a Senate judiciary. So this is businesses. What does this all mean to your pocket? Well, it means that the government is operating well, and we are moving in a very good direction coming towards the end of the year. We have several states still shut down. We're getting earnings coming in. We're about 25% done with all sorts of corporations reporting earnings. We still have more coming out. But very, very interesting that how things are looking very, very positive. There were 22 earnings beats in the last, couple of days, a couple under what they reported, so not doing as well. But the majority of them is, and a lot of them are even saying positive things about the future, which is very, very unusual. The most notably one not doing so well as we thought would be, let's say, a Netflix coming in with a decline. But maybe we talked about this. Maybe Disney Plus is getting into their heads a little bit. And you still have some very good Procter & Gamble, United Healthcare, also reporting something we thought Procter & Gamble would be up, but it came down a little bit. But it could be that some of the stores are closed in some of the states, so you got to look at it. Today we get the market in this U.S. Manufacturing Index, and Bloomin' Brands is going to report today, and a couple of other earnings. I'm going to see who else is we're kind of keeping an eye on. Very, very important. Royal Caribbean, RCL, and American Express. And the Purchasing Managers Index will see if the economy is moving and how well it's moving for the big companies, and that's the Purchasing Managers Index. So we're looking positive on the Dow. Now, we had a little seminar last night, a webinar, and we had some great turnout, Jay. Thank you. Thanks. I didn't get a chance to thank your audience who was on the call. I didn't recognize some of the names, and I said, I scratched my head, and by the time it was over, I should have said, hey, let me thank the audience of Long Island News Radio and Jay Oliver's audience in particular, because it was a very good turnout last night on our taxes and your retirement. And ways that you could set yourself up so that you'd be less tax toxic, Jay. And so it was a great turnout. We have some of your listeners in too, and I didn't recognize the names, and I forgot to mention them. We have law enforcement. I recognized some of those, and Brookhaven Lab people, but I didn't recognize some of the names. And I said, oh, that's probably from Jay Oliver's show. Unbelievable.
Well, I had a few long lost uncles and aunts call. Family members also love your webinars too, good job there. Well done. All the way around. It was a busy day for you. And of course, the claims coming in, under 800,000, right? 787,000 on the national
better
scale.
Better than I thought. Better than I thought.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And the new ones on the island fell below 5,000, I believe, for the first time since the pandemic actually began. So, you're seeing some light, a little bit of light at the end of a very dark tunnel, Mr. Ferrantino.
Yeah, I'm very upbeat. I think we're upbeat till the end of the year. It's a great time to be in the markets, and we're starting to see interest rates come up. So maybe we'll get some better deals on tax-free bonds and some of these other things as we're looking towards the future here. Definitely making some moves here.
So we await an end of day, and hopefully we'll end on the right foot and begin a good week here as we get into the final week before the election, final full week before the election. So a lot could happen, no question about it. And we shall see. Sir, you have a terrific weekend, okay?
Thank you, Jay. Please keep up the good work there on your radio show. It's awesome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much.